right, good solid win. And team with a lot of talent. I knew there'd be some tough stretches. We have to play, come in and play good football. I thought we did a good job. I thought there was some complimentary football out there with offense, defense, special teams playing together. Defense creating short fields, special teams helping it be an even shorter field, and offense capitalizing with that. Good solid victory. We needed to have it. Happy to get Chapter 7 in the books. And now, obviously, we've got the quick trip over to Tampa, and we'll spend the week there and get ready for next. But questions on today?
Jack, can you talk about your emotions coming back here to Jacksonville?
Well, a lot of great memories here. It was a great place to spend 9 years raising the family and being blessed with the opportunity to lead the Jaguar franchise. I was very appreciative of that time and met a lot of good people here. A lot of good memories, a lot of good friends, and it's good to come back and have a good effort here in this stadium.
Jack, can you talk about the combination of Derek Carr and Mike Crabtree today and what they did and how they performed?
Yeah, they did a great job. Michael Crabtree made some incredible plays today for us. There was one early in the game, a third down, that the ball was out way before he turned his head around, and he just made a tremendous play there for a third down conversion. And, throughout the game, he came up big for us, and I thought he played, really, really well for us. And obviously our quarterback's a good player, and he's done a great job of hooking up with different receivers. But today, Carr to Crabtree was special. Well, it was great to see him back, got him a couple touchdowns. He finished that last drive. We're trying to milk the clock and score if we can, and we did both. And he was big on that drive, and it's great having him back. It's great having your best players. You want to have your best players. And I give a lot of credit to our offensive line, the way we battled through all the injuries, playing five different right tackles. And Coach Tice does a great job putting those guys in good spots, and they've done a great job battling through. So proud of the effort.
Can you talk a little bit about Derek's evolution as a quarterback and the throw just before the end of the first half, which really was
sure.
A killer
throw
for the Jags?
Yeah, good to see you, Gene. Derek is he's done a tremendous job, really, I think, this year, going to another level as a player. I think, the poise that he showed, coming in, us talking right there before that last drive, and, the idea being only we get points. We don't want them to have points. And so we need to be smart with how we're managing the clock there, being deliberate, but yet being able to be aggressive. And so I thought it was a perfect blend. We scored with 10 seconds on the clock. And so I thought he handled it beautifully. I mean, it was just an example of a young man really growing in terms of his mastery of the situational football that you need to be good at. And that was a great indication of exactly, him executing at the highest level.
I know this question is a little bit against the grain, but I'm here from University of Florida. I was wondering if you've gotten to watch your son Luke play this season and how you would assess his performances.
Yeah, I've watched him a couple times. I'm really proud of him. They're doing a great job. I think they're sitting here at 5-1 and first in the East, and so I'm supporting the program and Coach Mack and everything they're doing there, and obviously excited that my son is in a place where he feels is like home. He's very, very happy in this area, very happy to be back with Coach Mack and, part of the Gators. So I know they've got a big game next week, and I hope to be able to make it over to it. Thank you. There've been surges, where it's been pretty good. So, we definitely made him move around a little bit, got him down a couple times. So, yeah, it's, again, thought the coverage was a lot better. I think we gave him a little bit in garbage time late, but I think we were pretty solid throughout the day. And, defense played better. Yeah, we're off to a good start. Chapter 7 in the books, and we've been able to win 5 of them. We feel like we've got a good football team that's learning how to win games and recognizing there's still a lot of things we need to work on and be better at. So it's a healthy mix right now.
That was your first win. It didn't come down to the times you played. Was that a little bit different, how they kind of put it away when
South put it away? Yeah, you want to be able to do that. I thought we seized control and kept it. And so it was definitely good to see, and it was something we'd like to create more often.
Thank you.